There's a revolving door that exists between the legislature and Florida's public colleges and universities. Lawmakers often end up in high-ranking positions. Take, for example, Florida's chief financial officer, Jeff Atwater, who will soon leave to take a university position. And one of the most notable is former Florida House Speaker, State Senator, and Republican Party of Florida Chairman John Thrasher, who now leads Florida State University. That decision did not go down without a bitter fight among FSU stakeholders. But the fight may have been mitigated had it taken place outside the public eye. Arguments for exempting university president, dean, and provost searches go like this.
I think that this gives us an opportunity to increase our pool of applicants.
There are a lot of leaders in higher education that are sitting presidents that don't want their name in the newspaper.
That was former State Senator Alan Hayes and former Florida Higher Education Chancellor Charlie Reed. This year's arguments are similar.
By exempting preliminary discussions prior to finals being announced, it will free our colleges and universities to pursue and hire the best and brightest without fear of appraisal from those current employers.
That's Republican Representative Bob Rimmel, the bill's sponsor. The present proposal is nearly identical to a similar effort filed in 2014, the year Thrasher was hired at FSU. Since then, there have been six successful presidential searches in the state. Democratic Representative Richard Stark says there's a reason searches are public.
And so we have to consider things like, do candidates that are being vetted, do they have an inside track that maybe we wouldn't be happy about? Is there enough diversity in picking candidates? And we may not hear that or see that if we have this exemption.
Colleges and universities say Florida's Sunshine Law has hurt the presidential search process, and that in order for the state's public colleges and universities to lure top talent, such searches need to be private. But the First Amendment Foundation's Barbara Peterson has never bought it.
We have been operating in the sunshine for many, 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 many years. I mean, we have a long tradition of openness in Florida, and we've had some excellent university presidents. To say that we're not getting the best and the brightest seems to me to fly in the face of those people who have stepped forward, who have been elected or selected.
There is some bipartisan support on the idea to shield high-level college and university searches. Democratic Representative Ramon Alexander's district includes FSU and Florida State University. FAMU has endured difficult presidential searches in the past few years. And Alexander says the state's Sunshine Law has cut out good candidates.
I have talked to tons of people at these high-state roles where if they apply for a job, the lack of stability in their current role and the maneuvering and the jockeying, and because those positions are such high-level positions, they can be removed immediately. They have no type of protections. It cuts out a lot of significant talent.
The effort to change that could face a steep climb. While the House is forging ahead with the measure, it's historically failed in the Senate, and so far a companion bill has not moved in that chamber. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.